Quartz Japan Daily Brief. Here's what you need to know today.
U.S. inflation numbers were startling, but the 7% rise in consumer prices should be taken with a pinch of Omicron. Russia and NATO continue to be at an impasse. Hours of talks did not end with an agreement that Russia would not invade Ukraine. Meanwhile, the U.S. proposed sweeping sanctions on Russian officials should an invasion happen, and the International Energy Agency accused Moscow of purposefully causing Europe's natural gas crisis. Electric vehicle sales surged impressively in China in 2021. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers reported a 160% increase thanks to manufacturing quotas set by Beijing. Anti-vaxxers attempted to storm Bulgaria's parliament building. Approximately 3,000 people pushed past police lines in Sofia in protest of a mandatory health pass. A senator and soldier were killed in Cameroon. The two separate attacks have stoked concern for security at the Africa Cup of Nations, which has already been disrupted by COVID. Boris Johnson apologized for partying during lockdown. The Downing Street gathering was in the worst possible taste, admitted the UK PM, who repeated that, at the time, he just considered it a work event.